Good afternoon. This is the Chorus Call conference operator. Welcome, and thank you for joining the Banca Generali First Half 2025 Results Conference Call. As a reminder, all participants are in listen-only mode. After the presentation, there will be an opportunity to ask questions. Should anyone need assistance during the conference call, they may signal an operator by pressing star and zero on their telephone. At this time, I would like to turn the conference over to Mr. Gian Maria Mossa, CEO and General Manager of Banca Generali. Please go ahead, sir.
Good afternoon, and thank you for attending our First Half Results Conference Call. The overall results were pretty solid, driven by recurring business, with recurring net profit at 176.3 million, reaching its best level ever. This was driven also by asset expansion, with client assets at new record highs at 106.5 billion euro. The first half was also very important for us because we set up the insurance banking business, thanks to the partnership with Generali, and we will deep dive in the last section of the presentation. Let's start, as usual, by numbers. Net profit, page four. The second quarter closed at almost 90 million euro, basically driven by recurring net profit. The overall result of the first half, as already mentioned, closed at 176 million, and the contribution of variable net profit closed at 23.9 million, with negligible contribution in the second half. The net profit and the recurring component were very well supported by the net financial income, page five. Numbers very strong, basically driven by net interest income and also trading gains. The net interest income closed at 82.4 million, thanks to asset expansion. The trading gains and others closed at 6.6 million, including also Intermonte. If we focus on the total net interest income yield, bottom of the page, you see it was pretty stable in the quarter, 2.08%, and we are confident to stay at or higher for the remaining part of the year. We have a target of 200 basis points and stable assets. Page six, the other component of recurring fees is about gross recurring fees. The gross recurring fees closed at 271 million, slightly down. We will see that the slight reduction was temporary and basically driven by market effect. The overall result, first half compared to the first half of last year, closed higher by 6.9%. As you can see, variable fees contribute marginally in the second quarter, 8 million euro, but the recent recovery with the financial markets allowed us to have 25%-30% of the overall assets in BG Fund Management Luxembourg at or very close to the high watermark. For July, the performance fees are already in line with the result of the second quarter. We were saying that the gross recurring fees suffered by the market crash at the beginning of April. This is pretty clear at page seven, where we have the deep dive on investment fees. You see management fees closed at 220 million euro. This is basically driven by two major effects. The first one is driven by a lower average asset under management, and the second driven by lower margin due to market crash and a more conservative asset allocation. We are confident to confirm for the second half of this year a range between 140 and 142, driven by new initiatives that we're going to launch in September during our convention. Regarding advisory fees, instead, you see the second quarter close in line with the first quarter at 13.5 million euros. Page 8, you see the other fees component. Overall positive result with mixed trend. First of all, you see lower entry fees, and this is basically driven by a reduction of the structural products at the beginning of the quarter, strictly connected with market turmoil, while you see higher banking fees and higher brokerage fees, and this is also thanks to the inclusion of Intermonte members. In particular, brokerage commission closed at 19.5 million and banking fees at 8.3 million. Page 9, let's move on to the cost part. Total payout ratio are in line with our projections, so the overall payout to FA is close at 47%, of which 35.9% on ordinary payout and 11.1 on the cost for growth. So this is pretty stable over time, and we are confident to maintain these levels. The second row, you can see how the fee expense on net interest income is declining in line with the reduction of the yield on the market. And last, the payout to third parties closed at 6.2, which is a base effect due to the correction of the market, but in absolute terms, also in this case, we saw a reduction. Page 10, we have the detail of the operating costs. The non-core items are in line with the first quarter, while the core operating costs closed at 8.2%. This is basically driven by specific investments for the setup of the insurance banking business and for the implementation of a specific AI project. For this year, we do expect to stay around this level, while in the next 2-3 years, we have a projection to normalize this number in the range 6-7%. Page 11, the usual representation of the operating leverage with operating costs on total assets at the lowest level at 0.28 and cost income ratio just slightly higher. So page 12, to sum up, I'm confident on the income components for the second part of the year, thanks to a stable margin on the net interest income and stable, a little bit higher margin on asset under investment. The costs are well managed, so under control, but with specific investments to introduce a new distribution channel with insurance banking and to enhance productivity with AI projects. If we look at the, below the operating line, total non-operating charges in the year-on-year comparison closed lower, benefiting from lower regulatory contribution to banking and insurance funds. Last but not least, tax rate is in line with our projection between 26 and 27, close to 26.3%. Balance sheet, page 14. As we said, asset expansion, so overall total deposit closed higher, 15 billion from 14.5, and the cost of funding slightly down in line with the evolution of market rates. If we look at page 15, same trend for the total assets, interest-bearing assets closed higher from 15.4 to 16, and again, the yield on interest-bearing assets is in line with the cost of funding slightly down. And the result is pretty stable, net interest margin yield and the confirmation of a target above 200 basis points for the second half of the year. Multiplying this margin for the current level of the interest-bearing assets, you can work out a target for this year at around 310 million euro or higher. Page 16, you see the capital and liquidity ratios. Total capital ratio solid, close to 20%. Consider that the TCR include the impact from CRR3, include the first-time integration of Intermonte, and even most important, it includes dividend provision in line with the current dividend policy, or 82% of the overall results. So 164 million euro already constitute a provision for the dividend policy. Leverage ratio and liquidity ratio well above the SREP requirement. Next section, net inflows, assets, and recruiting. We already said that total assets achieved new record high, 106.5 billion euro, with more than 71 billion in assets under investment. Very promising trend underlying the asset under investment. If you move on to page 19, you see the managed products recovering year-on-year from 45.8 to 49.1, and you see also recovery in the traditional life policies. Positive contribution for future profitability. First of all, an increasing weight of wrappers on the total management solution, driven basically by financial wrappers expansion. Financial wrappers closed at 12.9 billion euro, or 1.4 billion of increase year-on-year. And in the funding industry, we continue to see the ongoing rebalancing between third-party funds and in-house funds. Now, in-house funds account for 12 billion euro compared to 11.1 billion, same period as last year. Page 20, we start looking at net inflows. You see the improving quality. So out of the 3 billion euro of overall total net inflows, 1.6 billion has been invested in assets under investment. On the right, you see the details of this 1.6 billion. Most of these numbers have been invested in assets under management, 1.5 billion euro, or 50% of the total net inflows. This 1.5 billion euro, and if you move page 21, you can see that has been invested proportionally, 50% or more or less 50% traditional life policies, and 800 million euro in managed solutions, with a particular focus in financial wrappers, 600 million, and in-house funds, 300 million. Last page regarding inflows, page 22, you see the net inflows by acquisition channel. The current uncertainty over the exchange public offer create a stop in the recruitment activity. So, with some cues, some positive cues, but let's say that it's clear that we have a temporary slowdown. But I can say that it's impressive, the numbers of interviews that we are having and the feedbacks. So I'm pretty convinced that as soon as we will know the result of the exchange public offer, and you will see an acceleration on the recruitment numbers. July, in terms of the total net inflows, is pretty strong, higher than last year. Now, I think that the most important part of this presentation is the business update part. because I will explain why I'm so excited to the idea to start with the insurance banking business, thanks to the partnership with Generali. And to understand the potential of this partnership, you have to go through numbers at page 24. What you can see in page 24, we start with a size of the Italian targetable financial household wealth. What we mean by targetable financial household wealth is the total financial household wealth less the less liquid assets, for example, not listed equity, and less the assets that we do not allocate to a specific distribution channel. If you look at on the left, you see the breakdown of the Italian targetable financial assets in two major clusters. The first one, 24.5%, is about insurance products. The remaining 75% is about current account, deposits, and asset management. It means that with this representation, the overall contribution of insurance products account for 920 billion euro. And it means that for each euro invested in insurance, you have other 3 euros invested in other products. At the center of the page, you see the breakdown of this targetable financial household wealth in 3 major distribution channels. The first one refers to insurance agents. You know, insurance agents manage only a part of their client assets and is fully invested in insurance products. So the 192 billion euro of the insurance agents refers to only insurance products. The remaining part of the insurance products are distributed by the other distribution channels. And you can see in the second column and the third column that the penetration of insurance products in the private banking and the penetration of insurance products in retail is pretty constant, and it is at around 20% of the total assets. So now, starting from the consideration that the insurance agent manages only a part, okay, if we adopt the same percentage, so 20-25% allocation to these assets, you would have a potential wealth of 950 billion euro. So it means that the clients reached by the agent, each one has 1 euro in insurance policy with the trade agent and 3-4 euros with another player in another distribution channel. And the good news in this case is that if you focus on the insurance agents, in the market is well known that the most performant and say qualified player is Generali, and the Generali agents account for more or less 50% of the entire business. So if you divide it by 2 the range, you would have the potential of the clients reached through the Generali agents. And we are talking about a multiple of Banca Generali. My target is to reach at least 10-15% of this target in a period of, in a 10-year time. And if you work out the numbers, you will see that for us is a tremendous opportunity. For this reason, we signed an important contract with Generali the 17th of April, page 25. We already presented this agreement in the previous conference call. Here there are some details. The first 3 bullet points are about the different models to reach the clients of Generali. And the fourth bullet point is about the capabilities of Banca Generali in managing insurance products for the financial assets, so the risky assets. So let's focus on the different way we can reach the Generali client. So move on page 26. And here basically you see three different models. The first one is well known. We provide with numbers every quarter and is about financial planning of agency. So an agent of Generali receive a mandate by Banca Generali to distribute banking and finance products. So you have one professional with two mandates, one for the insurance products by Generali and one for banking finance products by Banca Generali. This is well established as a business, and in the agreement here, the goal is to accelerate the penetration of this model. The second one, in the middle of the page, direct insurance banking, is probably the newest one, and it's about providing banking products and services to Generali clients directly through the distribution channel of Generali with the support of remote banking and digital tools provided by Banca Generali. And we will deep dive later. The third one for us is at the moment just a pilot. We launched a couple of pilots just to test it, because it's something that has been adopted by other competitors, because the insurance banking has been launched in all major competitors of Generali, so in Italy, Zurich, Allianz, and Unicorn. So, and I said that there is a mix of these models. In one case, the third one is the most important. For us, it's just a pilot. Page 27, we start with the FPA model, so the one you already know, and we show the numbers so far achieved. And you see that in 2022, there is an acceleration. 2022 was a sort of watershed, and it was driven by the increase of interest rate. With an increase in interest rate, the outflows from insurance products accelerated, and the agents started asking for other products to retain part of these outflows. So the reason behind this acceleration is a spontaneous request for this kind of mandate from agents of Generali. And now this business accounts for 2.3 billion euro. Of course, you see a slowdown in the last period that is driven by the uncertainty of the exchange public offer. In terms of professional, you see that from 74, we exceeded 100 in just a couple of years. And here, the scope is to accelerate this trend. Page 28. It's a new agreement. On June the 30th, we signed a new contract, a new agreement with Alleanza. Alleanza is, to me, one of the best and performing distribution channel in Generali and in Italy, well led by Davide Tassero. And we agree that the time is ready to raise the bar and increase the penetration of their clients. Actually, the distribution channel of Alleanza counts on more than 10,000 professionals, and they provide insurance products for almost 2 million clients. And here, the strong conviction shared by myself and Davide is that thanks to this very performing distribution channel, we will increase the cross-selling and the upselling by opening up the distribution of banking products and services through their channel. So the priorities of this partnership is, first of all, to open up the distribution of banking products and banking services through Alleanza. And the second priority is to enlarge the insurance portfolio, providing hybrid solution similar to the ones we provide to our clients, specific for the different targets of clients, called Stile, that you know as Stile Libero, and the different versions, Stile Esclusivo and Stile Unico. So we're going to provide the same insurance wrappers to Alleanza clients with Banca Generali with the responsibility to manage the underlying. So why we are so confident? The distribution channel is very performing, is well diversified, and they know how to offer very complicated products like protection. Now we will start with cross-selling by providing to the clients also with banking products and deposits, and then upselling by moving from standard insurance products to very sophisticated and personalized solutions, well known in Banca Generali. This kind of products, as you know, represent probably the most successful platform we ever launched in Italy, and now we will extend the distribution from private banking to affluent market. So, coming to the conclusion, page 29, as a board of director, on the 26th of July, we launched a new strategic plan 2026-2028, and this strategic plan has been developed on a standalone basis. One of the most important pillars of this new strategy is based on the partnership with Generali, so the insurance banking in particular, and we started, it means that we already announced it to the professional of Alleanza the 17th of July. We have already organized a convention, a network kickoff convention for October the 9th. And the really good news is that the national rollout will start as soon as November of this year. And I'm very confident to start seeing numbers as soon as the first half of next year. So insure banking is an engine of future growth for the bank. As you well understand, we are very committed in delivering our new strategic plan. We are several initiatives. Intermonte is going much better than expected. AI is a game changer for the productivity of our financial advisors, and then insure banking. And more to come. We are organizing a convention for September in which we're going to launch new products to increase profitability in the asset management business. So we are definitely not distracted by the pending voluntary exchange public offer. And despite this short-term uncertainty, we are very confident to deliver all targets, at least 6 billion euros of net inflows, at least 3.5 billion assets under investment. We confirm profitability in the net interest income. We confirm a range between 140-142 basis points in the asset management products. And we do expect to expand assets. So we are confident to close very well this year and to start in better shape thanks to the insurance banking also next year. And now I will hand over to the Q&A session. Thank you.
Thank you. This is the Chorus Call conference operator. We will now begin the question and answer session. Anyone who wishes to ask a question may press star and one on their touchtone telephone. To remove yourself from the question queue, please press star and two. Please pick up the receiver when asking questions. Anyone who has a question may press star and one at this time. The first question is from Marco Nicolai of Jefferies. Please go ahead.
Good afternoon. Three questions for me. Asset under investment flows improved considerably in May and June compared to April, despite the volatility around the M&A scenarios. So what do you expect for the second half? I see you reiterated the annual guidance, but if you could give us some clarity on the trends you expect, maybe in the various product lines, it would be very interesting. Another question on the brokerage fees. So it's been 2 quarters, you are at or above 19 million. Is this the new run rate with Intermonte? Another question on the cost of risk. That increased this quarter. Can you give us some color on the drivers? And sorry, last question on the FPA agents. Now you're on 107 of these agents. So where do you expect to be in, say, 1 or 2 years' time? Also, thanks to the Alleanza partnership. Thank you.
Thank you. Let's start from the detail of asset under investment flows. For the second half of the year, I do expect a contribution, close to 50%, but the mix will change. I'm more optimistic on the asset management, so funds, for the new offer we're going to launch at the beginning of October, and we're going to announce at our convention in September. And in the insurance space, we do expect again a remix for a new release of the insurance wrapper. So overall, I do expect a better quality in terms of profitability, constant share of the overall total net inflows. Brokerage fees, short answer, yes. Confident to stay at or above 19 million. We are expanding the offer, onboarding new clients, launching new strategies. So brokerage is working very well. So we said that this should be a flow. FPA agents, let's say that you have to consider FPA and Alleanza two different projects. Alleanza is about distributing products through their distribution channel, and I do expect to at least involve 2,000 of their professionals next year. It will take time, but I'm sure that at least 2,000 will be onboarded before the end of next year. So it means 2,000 professionals offering banking products, banking services, and then a new insurance solution, not to a new client, but to their existing clients, and the target is affluent clients, so something absolutely new for us. FPA is a different story. FPA means a paid agent working in an agency asking for a mandate to be, able to provide banking and finance products of Banca Generali. So it takes more time, and it's about different kind of clients, more upper affluent than private clients. And we're going to disclose the targets on this specific project when we will release our 3-year strategic project as soon as we're going to know the result of the pending public offer. And for the cost of risk, I will ask Tommaso to answer.
Thank you, Gian Maria. Let's say that the quality of the credit portfolio is not changed, so our policy continues to be very safe from this point of view. So we have just a spike, which is a contingent moment in the first half, which is linked to basically also to some specific position, which is where we had a write-off. Which is linked more than to the credit activity, to the lending activity, so linked to some specific guarantees to some specific clients. So it's something that is not going to be, a recurring, let's say, write-off that you will have in the future. So it's just a spike that we have in this quarter, and the quality of the portfolio is unchanged.
Thank you.
The next question is from Elena Perini of Intesa Sanpaolo. Please go ahead.
Yes, good afternoon, and thank you for taking my questions. I've got actually three questions. The first one is on the issue banking project. What makes you so confident about the possibility of involving at least 2,000 professionals at Generali Italia and Alleanza, and about the fact of being this project successful? Is it the fact that you have already experienced it, so in a different way through the FPAs, or are there also other elements that we have to take into considerations? The second question is on the absolute NII guidance. Have I understood correctly? Because I have some problems in connection that you mentioned 310 million for this year. Just a quick confirmation. And then I would like to go in depth the line of provisions, which is down compared to last year, but I would like to have a breakdown of this item, if possible. Thank you.
Thank you. So the InsurBank project, I can answer in two different ways. The first one, three different ways. And the first one is the first time ever that we launch a strategic plan with Alleanza for direct distribution. Alleanza is a very well-performing network and is the natural evolution of a professional. So they have to fully understand the opportunity and to penetrate and increase cross-selling, upselling to existing clients. They are 10,000, and my assumption, very conservative, is that we're going to involve only 20% of the professionals. So it's something absolutely new. We are very committed, and there is a great enthusiasm around this project. The second reason is because, as you know, is a project already launched by other competitors, as I mentioned before, and the banking industry is entering the insurance business. So it's also not only a move to increase profitability, increase penetration, but it's also a defensive move. So to have a different proposition, a holistic proposition for the clients. And third one, what happened in 2022 was very disruptive because for the first time you start seeing significant outflows. And to avoid the repetition of such a kind of extreme scenario, if I were a professional, I would like to have also some alternatives in order to at least to capture part of the outflows in case of raising interest rates. So for all these reasons, I'm very confident. And second, on the guidance, you are right. We do expect to stay at or above 200 basis points in terms of yield. If you multiply these 200 basis points for the current level of the interest-bearing asset, 15.5, you have a level of a number around 310 million. For the provision, I will hand over to Maso.
Thank you. Let's say that the provision are quite stable in the first half compared with the same period of last year. Then the decrease that you see is mainly linked to the provision to the resolution fund, the banking resolution fund, which is down basically to zero. So this is why we have a benefit in the P&L, which is mainly linked to this. The provision, let's say the classical provision, are very stable. And in this provision, we have the severance for FA and the normal provision to. Risk and charges that we have on a quarterly basis. So very stable, and we look also forward. We don't see a change in these numbers, while we see that the provision for the resolution fund will be much lower than last year, starting from this year.
The next question is from Luigi De Bellis of Equita. Please go ahead.
Hi, good afternoon. I have some questions. The first one is on the recruitment. You mentioned a more complex environment on the recruitment front. Could you elaborate on the main challenges you are facing today? To what extent is this complexity temporary and tied to the recent offer from Mediobanca? And if these challenges impacted also the net inflows trend? The second question is on performance fees. You mentioned 5.5 billion of assets under management close to high water mark. Could you quantify the potential upside to performance fees in second half if markets will remain supportive? The third question on the NII, 310 million for this year. Considering the current interest rate curve, your expected commercial policy, can we assume at least stable NII for next year? And the last question on the Intermonte integration. So could you elaborate on the revenue synergies already materializing? You mentioned the growing interest from entrepreneurs, clients in exploring the opportunity. So can you elaborate on this and from which banks or channel you are gaining inflows on market share from thanks to the Intermonte integration? Thank you.
Thank you. Let's start from recruitment. Let's say that the partnership, the M&A with Intermonte was a game changer for us. Great interest from several professionals to explore the potentiality of this deal. So I see, on top of the traditional interest for Banca Generali as the top private bank in Italy, at least in our space, or the financial advisors. Now there is also the possibility to provide corporate investment banking services starting from the long-lasting relationship banker and client. And so this is, it works very well also for recruitment. So we have plenty of conversation and interview, but of course, temporarily they are asking about the result of the pending exchange public offer. So it's difficult to think to change. Now, we have also some candidates willing to join despite the situation, but it's just a small number. So it's pretty understandable as behavior. And we have some delays also with some clients having the same need to understand exactly the sort of Banca Generali. But despite this uncertainty, I'm pretty impressed by the number of financial advisors we are meeting and private bankers. And I'm impressed by the interest around Intermonte. And this explains why during the conference call I said the integration is working even better. Why even better? Because we have, let's say, at least three activities in place. The first one is with entrepreneurs. The feedback from Intermonte is absolutely positive. We have already organized almost 100 meetings. And meeting the clients, the entrepreneur, with a financial advisor who knows this client for years is much easier. And we start seeing plenty of opportunities. And this will translate in new inflows as soon as the deal will be closed. So it takes time, of course. It's like a child, 6-9 months at least. and we're going to see next year. And the second opportunity is a game changer in the use of derivatives to protect and to internalize margins. So we're going to launch a new set of strategies, both in the asset management and in the asset under custody, with the proposition of protection. And this is really powerful. Our internal team is putting significant new innovative solutions, and we will present these at the next conference, at the next convention with the financial advisors. The third one is internalization of margins, and we are working to internalize part of the margin, the structured products and brokerage, and this will take place before the end of the year, at least the first part of these synergies, integration, vertical integration of the value chain. And for net interest income, you know, it's too early to give guidance for the next year. The idea is to announce our view when we meet for the 3-year strategic plan. I can tell you that I do not expect any reduction in the interest in the interest bearing assets. So in a positive scenario of asset expansion, I think that the yield will reduce slightly, but I do not expect, say, a significant negative impact on the overall contribution net interest income.
Thank you.
The next question is from Gianluca Ferrari of Mediobanca. Please go ahead.
Yes, hi, good afternoon. A couple on the insure banking project. The first one is on the FA agent collaboration. I was wondering if you can share with us some ideas on the referral fee or the fee sharing in case a sale is done jointly among the two professionals. And also linked to Alleanza, it seems to me that Alleanza moved away from G&A savings products since ages now, so they are offering multi-class wrapper. I think they're also selling the Valore Futuro of Generali. So in case, so what is the incentive for them to switch to the still exclusivo, so selling your multi-class product vis-a-vis that provided by Generali? I think you are reaching Alleanza via digital channels, so there is not a fee sharing probably with a financial advisor, but it is more with Banca Generali as an institution. So here my question is it going to be neutral for an Alleanza professional to sell a Generali multi-class insurance product vis-a-vis your product, or there is something I'm missing in terms of how they will steer the decision on this point? Thank you.
So let's say that we have at least a couple of examples in the market when you have the full control of both trade agent and financial advisor. You can sign a contract in which you decide to work on both the customer base with the split of the recurring fees. So on one end, the financial advisor works on the customer base of the trade agent, cross and upselling in the financial space, and on the other side, the trade agent works on the customer base of the financial advisor for protection needs. So we launch a couple of pilots to see if this kind of model can work, even if there isn't the full control of Generali, Banca Generali. And, but we have a very good example in the Italian market working very well. On Alleanza side, you have to consider Alleanza as a very well diversified population, both in terms of professionals and in terms of clients. And when I mention the standardized, but in a positive way, products, the standard offer, it means that it's a specific offer for protection. As you know, Stile Libero was a great success because it was able to capture the assets invested in single funds for fiscal optimization, operational optimization, much higher diversification, and so forth. So the target for this kind of product is slightly different from target of standard solution in the saving space. And you know, as I said, there are well-diversified populations, so I do expect in the portfolio of Alleanza, affluent, upper affluent clients, also with other assets with other distributors. So capturing the asset management component with this proposition, for me, is different than the traditional proposition of standardized unit link, even if the standardized unit link offer protection thanks to the ancillary insurance riders. So different proposition, different target of clients, and much higher focus on the best professional, just to have the possibility to provide a very high personalized solution to the final client. So I'm sure that this will increase the share of wallet also in the insurance space. Moreover, will allow the clients with more sophisticated needs to see an answer to these needs. And last but not least, consider that this distribution network successfully moved from traditional unit link to protection with excellent numbers. They know how to expand the offer and the proposition to clients. It's well steered, this network, and there is a strategic interest in broadening the offer. So I'm pretty confident that it will be a success.
So very complementary with what they already have in the product range.
Exactly, exactly.
Thank you, Gian Maria.
Thank you.
For any further questions, please press star and one on your telephone. Mr. Mossa, there are no more questions registered at this time.
Okay, so thank you for attending our conference call. We remain at your disposal for any further Q&A, and goodbye.